Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Scott Duff.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Listening to the Windy City Queer Cast, show number 585. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Scott Duff.
Yes, you are. Hello, Scotty D.
Hello, hello.
So you and I share an obsession, and the whole show is going to be about that obsession.
TV.
Television.
I love television. I love it so much. It's really bad.
I love it. And we watch it. You binge. I don't binge. You binge watch more than me. You do. It's something to be ashamed of. Modern new way the kids are doing it these days.
It is. But I still feel, I feel guilty about doing that.
Yeah, you feel a little dirty afterwards.
I do. I'm like, I've done nothing with my day except watch House of Cards.
Is it easier, like, are there some shows that you want to binge watch and then others that you're like, I can't binge watch this. I have to slow down. Because I feel that way about Orange is the New Black. I'm not through season two because I am going slowly because I can't go fast through that. But
I was like, another one!
You did.
I can only imagine if like the whole binge watching thing was actually happening when 24 was in its heyday.
Work would have stopped. Wall Street would have shut down. Nobody would be there to open the doors.
It's true. They wouldn't because you'd be there. I literally, when the DVDs came out of 24, I would watch like four or five of them at a time.
Yeah. No, 24 was the ultimate crack, and I think it started the trend of like more, watch fast, because it was right at that apex of, it was real time, the way the show was set up was it launched you at the end of every episode, wanted you to go to the next one, and so people that were behind the game really caught on. It was when DVD sets for television shows, I felt like, started getting really, really popular.
And then Netflix now
has caught on with releasing them all at the same time, so that's even like the next level of
Before they were doing their own programming, you could still go and watch entire series. Like, I would binge watch 30 Rock just to get my Tina Fey fix, you know, if I was feeling bad, or, you know, there's a lot of things. And even now, like with on demand, you know, the premium channels, they've got their own series. Like, I will not watch, you know, Girls, and I will go and binge watch Girls. Although that is one that I can't really binge watch too much.
There you go. I knew you'd find
one.
It.
There it is.
I knew you'd find it.
That is one that I can't do.
Everybody has the one that you're like, I need to slow down.
Yeah, because that one actually makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
I love it, but it makes me feel bad. And I'm like, oh my God, you are all so awkward and horrible. I hate you all.
I know I do not watch this show. You have started me, you and Heather Schmucker started me, and her partner said 4 weeks ago or something, or 3 weeks ago, go home, watch House of Cards now. So I'm not through. I'm moseying, so we won't talk about where I am. But I've watched season one. I'm done with season one. But I know one show series that you watch that I don't watch is Game of Thrones. Is that a binge watchable?
Oh, yes.
Because you know I love the, like,
you love that sci-fi fantasy.
I can't believe I'm not watching it.
Yeah, no, I love it. It did take me a while to get into.
Okay.
Because it's like, there are
So many
people. It's like, it's good.
Yeah. I liked the little mini series like Rome and things like that that HBO did years ago. And, but I have not succumbed to Game of Thrones.
See, so the best thing about Game of Thrones is waiting 2 days for Gay of Thrones to come out on Funny or Die.
Oh, okay.
It's this hairdresser who basically recaps the episode for
uh-huh,
you.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, it is one of the funniest things on the planet. And he has like Margaret Cho will show up and be in his chair. Or Brad, what's his butt, the Rachel Zoe person who...
Oh, I don't know him.
You know what I mean? The designer, the stylist
dude. I know
dude.
Who you're talking about. I just don't know.
But he'll have like these really random kind of famous people that are just there. And he talks about I'm going to tell you about this episode. And he screws up everybody's names. And it makes me happy.
It has its own fan fiction and own counterculture. Now,
it does.
What you're saying.
It does.
Well, the Emmy Award nominations came out and Scott and I are going to talk about them today. We're going to talk about who was snubbed and who we were excited about.
Orphan Black!
We'll talk about it.
No!
And much, much more. But let's go to the LGBT news and theater. And then I'll be back with Scott Duff talking Emmys. Who's hosting this year?
I am.
Okay, good.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Weekend News. LGBT rights advocates and educators are seeking guidance after learning that the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights has granted religious exemptions under Title IX to Simpson University in California and Spring Arbor University in Michigan that allow the colleges to discriminate against transgender students.
In Richmond, a federal appeals court panel has struck down Virginia's ban on same-sex marriage. In a 2-1 decision, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judges held U.S. Judge Arenda L. Wright Allen's ruling in February that the 2006 amendment to the state constitution defining marriage as between a man and a woman violates the Equal Protection Clause under the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. However, this latest decision also renders unconstitutional similar marriage bans in North Carolina, South Carolina, and West Virginia, states that are part of the Fourth Circuit. The case is likely headed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
North Carolina Attorney General Roy Cooper said the state would stop defending its same-sex marriage ban against legal challenges. Cooper said he had made the decision because the appeals court ruling predicts our law will be struck down. 61% of voters in the state approved the ban, known as Amendment 1, in 2012.
A Miami-Dade County judge overturned the Florida ban on same-sex marriage in a ruling that applies to Miami-Dade County. Judge Sarah Zabel ordered Miami-Dade County Clerk of Courts to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Monroe County Judge Louis M. Garcia had previously issued a similar ruling involving a Key West couple. Former Republican Governor Jeb Bush appointed Zabel and Garcia, who were both reelected.
Lawyers will argue the constitutionality of gay marriage bans in Indiana and Wisconsin this month. The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals announced on its online docket that it has rescheduled oral arguments for both state appeals of federal court decisions for August 26th in Chicago. Federal judges in Indiana and Wisconsin overturned each state's gay marriage ban in separate rulings. When both states appealed, the 7th Circuit Court combined the cases and set aside the previous hearing date.
The Alaska Supreme Court has rejected the denial of survivor benefits to a woman whose same-sex partner was shot to death on the job in 2011. The court ruled that the denial constituted a violation of equal protection and sent the case back to a Workers' Compensation Commission for further consideration. Deborah Harris and now late partner Carrie Faladay had been in a committed relationship for years. The Alaska Constitution bans same-sex marriage.
The Minneapolis attorney representing the 7 same-sex couples challenging North Dakota's gay marriage ban has asked a judge to bypass a trial and issue a ruling. Attorney Joshua Newville filed a motion for summary judgment while also responding to the state's motion to dismiss the case. In June, Newville filed the federal lawsuit, which challenges a voter-approved 2004 constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage, which passed with more than 73% of the vote.
The North Carolina House of Representatives approved new legislation that fails to provide protections for LGBT students at charter schools run by for-profit management companies. Senate Bill 793 prevents charter schools from discriminating on the basis of ethnicity, national origin, gender, or disability, but fails to provide specific protections for LGBT students. The bill included protections for LGBT students in earlier versions.
Windy City Times publisher Tracy Bain, longtime political reporter Lisa Keene, and New York Times copy editor slash transgender rights activist Donna Cartwright have been named as inductees to this year's National Lesbian and Gay Journalists Association, or NLGJA's, LGBT Journalists Hall of Fame.
Legislation that seeks to ban therapies that attempt to alter a minor's sexual orientation from gay to straight has been introduced in Michigan. The proposed legislation is modeled after California's first-in-the-nation law. A similar law was approved last year in New Jersey, but efforts in Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York have been blocked or stalled.
The board of directors of the National Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Veterans Memorial Project has announced the design of the monument to be placed in the Memorial Garden at Historic Congressional Cemetery in Washington, D.C. Three pillars will each display two of the six service emblems, Army and Air Force, Navy and Marine, and Coast Guard and Merchant Marines. The pillars will be placed in a triangle, allowing space for visitors to walk inside.
Cosmopolitan.com has published a list of sex tips specifically for women who have sex with other women. Titled 28 Mind-Blowing Lesbian Sex Positions, the article walks readers through a number of new positions, including the laconic lounger, the rocket, and defying gravity. And they're all accompanied by illustrations. Last December, the magazine published a piece titled 14 Things You Should Never Say to a Gay Man, and more recently, 8 Things Not to Say to a Transgender Person.
In world news, almost a dozen U.S. senators want President Barack Obama to reconsider trade agreements with Nigeria and Uganda because of their homophobic laws. Obama is scheduled to meet with African leaders August 4th through 6th during the first ever African Leaders Summit held in Washington, D.C. Ahead of this summit, 10 senators have penned a letter to the president asking him to hold the two countries to their human rights commitments as members of the African Growth Opportunity Act.
An archaeologist in Greece has discovered ancient graffiti that celebrates gay sex. Andreas Vlachopoulos says he has found carvings that are monumental in scale, including illustrations of large phalluses and inscriptions that describe the act of sex between two men. Vlachopoulos dates the carvings to the 5th and 6th century BC, which would make them some of the oldest erotic graffiti ever found.
Two members of the feminist group Pussy Riot are suing the Russian government in the European Court of Human Rights, or ECHR, over their imprisonment for a 2012 punk prayer protest at a Moscow cathedral. Maria Alokhina and Nadezhda Tolokonikova were given an amnesty in December after serving 21 months in prison and pretrial confinement, are demanding compensation in court fees. Yekaterina Samutsevich was given a suspended sentence in October 2012, and Alokhina and Tolokonikova served time in prison colonies.
Intesa San Paolo, Italy's second largest bank, has formally recognized the rights of gay men and newlyweds, going against a ban on same-sex marriage in Italy. The agreement will give gay employees the same marital leave as their straight colleagues. The agreement refers to a civil or religious marriage celebrated in Italy or abroad, even if it is not recognized by the Italian system.
In entertainment news, Jodie Foster is directing the new feature film Money Monster, which stars George Clooney. TriStar Pictures is giving Foster a $30 million budget for the movie. The thriller is about a man who followed a bad tip from a TV money guru played by Clooney. The man, in financial straits, then holds the anchor and audience hostage, threatening to kill the host if the stock doesn't rise before the day closes.
Arrested Development star Portia de Rossi will join ABC's show Scandal for the fourth season for a multi-episode arc. Ellen DeGeneres first announced the news on Twitter, bragging about her wife's top secret storyline. Scandal returns Thursday, September 25th.
Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett have collaborated again. Their concert, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga, Cheek to Cheek Live, will air on PBS Great Performances this fall. And their album of classic jazz standards, entitled Cheek to Cheek, is also coming out in autumn. Previously, Gaga and Bennett recorded The Lady of the Tramp for Bennett's 2011 Duets 2 album.
On July 28th, President Obama awarded the 2013 National Medal of Arts and the National Humanities Medal to distinguished recipients. Among the honorees were openly gay dance legend Bill T. Jones, who won a Tony Award for his choreography of Fella. Other awardees included musician Linda Ronstadt, arts patron Joan Harris, director CEO Jeffrey Katzenberg, and composer John Kander.
Supermodel Andrea Pejic, formerly known as Andre Pejic, has come out as transgender. A recent statement by Pejic stated she will only be modeling women's clothing going forward and has received support from her agency, friends, and family. Pejic has walked in men's and women's fashion shows.
In August, Showtime is premiering the special David Bowie, 5 Years. The special explores 5 seminal years across Bowie's extensive career, with each year illustrating not only the source of his inspiration, but also where those ideas led him. Among the years are 1971, which saw the creation of Ziggy Stardust, and 1983, when Bowie went commercial with the album Let's Dance.
A male pilot that claims to have had a 6-year affair with actor John Travolta has received the green light to fight the actor in court for the right to tell their story. Doug Goterba, who worked for Travolta's aircraft company Alto in the 1980s, revealed his alleged affair with the actor to the National Enquirer in 2012. The pilot claimed he became the actor's lover shortly after landing a job at his company, and that the two remained lovers until 1986.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills has reportedly tapped Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives actress Eileen Davidson as a cast member. Davidson will join a season 5 group that also includes the recently added Lisa Rinna, as well as holdovers Lisa Vanderpump, Brandi Glanville, Kyle Richards, Kim Richards, and Yolanda Foster.
In a show of solidarity with the LGBT community, Ultimate Fighter Kyle Kingsbury recently revealed pink legalized gay underwear during his weigh-in. The hunky athlete dropped his shorts for the weigh-in and the day prior to his reported loss against Patrick Cummins. The loss also marked Kingsbury's retirement.
And singer Macy Gray has a new bluesy stomper entitled Bang Bang, accompanied by a video that features lesbian record-breaking long-distance swimmer Diana Nyad, as well as Gray kissing a sultry femme fatale. Gray has a North American tour this fall and is dropping her album The Way on October 7th.
And that's the Week in News brought to you by Windy City Times.
Strange how.
This is Katie Curtis, and you're listening to Windy City Queercast.
Only my eyes are the same.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of July 28th, 2014, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. Make it a summer to remember at River Edge Park in Aurora. Don't miss country superstars Lady Antebellum on August 7th, classic rock band Boston on August 10th, Jennifer Nettles and the Indigo Girls on August 29th. Tickets at RiverEdgeAurora.com. That's RiverEdgeAurora.com. River Edge Park in Aurora makes this summer a summer to remember. And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hi there, this is Deb Pierce reminding you it's okay. Go ahead. You're not alone. Post a comment.
She said, let's take a ride. Just step inside before we get older. Looking side to side and over her shoulders. Just tell me what you want to do. Maybe get some food or take in a movie.
So the Emmy Awards are coming up in September, and it is the 66th year of the Emmy Awards. 66 years.
Symmetrical about that.
I like the numerology of that. And, you know, this year there are actually a lot of new people
nominated. A lot of first-timers. A
lot of first-timers, which is super exciting. And there's also a lot of diverse shows represented, which I think is kind of good, as opposed to one show sucking up all of the nominations. What's a category you want to start with and we can chat about?
Well, I want to talk... Can we talk about Orange is the New Black?
Yes, let's
Okay.
It's nominated for a ton.
It's nominated, I think, for 13 total. Yep. There are 5 acting ones.
Yep.
Now I don't have people's names in front of me.
But, you'll be fine.
What's her butt? The main lady.
Yes, she's nominated.
She's not. Yeah, thank you. You're so good. Laverne Cox is nominated. Why don't we have a list in front of us?
Because I know Azuba or whatever her name is.
Crazy Eyes, Natasha Lyonne, and Kate Mulgrew.
Yep.
Now here's the thing.
Woman who plays V.
No,
she wasn't.
No,
Oh. That's
where I wanted. That's where I kind of
okay.
Think. Okay, so. I talked a little bit about this on Out Chicago, and I'm going to continue my rant here.
Okay, go.
And if I have the ire of a certain community coming after me, go for it.
Okay.
I have a bone to pick about Laverne Cox.
Oh, okay.
Her character was not a very did not have a very interesting arc this season.
Yep.
I don't think what she had to do was a very big stretch or challenge for anybody.
Yep.
And while I think she's absolutely talented and a total delight, I think that there are... so many other people on that show that deserved nominations over her, including the woman who played V.
Yep.
Tasty should have been nominated.
Yep.
I don't have any of these actors.
Hold on, I'm pulling them up for you. So
well, I know, but
seem
I mean,
intelligent. So
well, we all know that's a lot. But I mean, and I think, and again,
Taylor Schilling.
Yeah, Taylor Schilling is the woman who
she's great. She plays the lead, Piper.
Yeah.
And then they've got this whole category of like guests, which I think it's interesting that they're all considered guest actresses, because I really afford that to somebody who I feel like is
pops in on one time type
deal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or 2-episode thing.
But they're guest actors in a comedy series, which to me I feel like, well, that's when you just come on and you come, you know, like Bob Newhart on a particular episode of this plays somebody's father.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and I understand that maybe 1 or 2 episodes, but these women are on every episode. So
but if we go by that standard, then Laverne Cox really was a guest star because she wasn't in every episode.
No, she was not.
But, and again, I don't want to slam her because I think what she is doing, like on screen, off screen, is amazing.
Yeah.
But I think that Hollywood kind of got into this whole, hopped on the bandwagon.
The transgender,
like supporting, like, and the fact that she is the first transgender actress to be nominated is remarkable and fantastic.
Yeah.
But I think that with this particular season, in terms of body of work, there were so many other actresses on that show in particular who should have been nominated. And the woman who plays V, and I don't know what her name is. I should probably look it up. But she...
Yeah, she's really
good. She pees all over that place. She is like, this is my house. Try it.
She is really good. And honestly, I have to agree with you. And it's not really good radio to agree with you. I should be like fighting you. But deeply, I actually too was really surprised for the same reason. I didn't feel like... and I have not finished the entire series, so you have finished season two. You know, I actually found the character that I love so much is Christopher. Like, I love her.
Have you gotten to her episode?
I got to an episode of hers, yes.
Oh.
I mean, like,
she's Australian.
Oh, well, she's
She is Australian.
She's freaking brilliant, and I love her. You know, there was there's a YouTube clip, and I'll try to find it so Di can put in our show notes, of Frozen is the New Black, and I don't know if you've seen that video, but it's all, like, I didn't see Frozen, but the Elsa or whatever her name is like the Piper character, and she comes into prison and Ariel's there from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, no.
And Crazy Eyes is something. I can't remember which character Crazy Eyes is, but Christopher is Snow White, and it looks just like Snow White. I mean, you know, it's like
totally with
Snow
her little
White,
bit,
you
yes.
know, and she's like, well, someday my prince, she's like, someday my prince will come, you know,
God,
and
it's hilarious.
So, I agree with you, and that was definitely a big you know, a big snub, but really cool that Natasha Lyonne, Uzo Aduba, and Laverne Cox are all nominated. And then, of course,
and Kate Mulgrew.
Right. Well, but those were nominated in the guest actress.
Right.
She's nominated in a different category, which is, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of really, really interesting. That Kate Mulgrew in that she's nominating the supporting actress for a comedy category, which is a little different.
Well, but again, she was also on every episode.
Yeah, I guess I don't even think of it that way. You know,
well,
I don't.
That's
think
the problem
of,
with binge watching, because they kind of go through and you're like, oh, they're in everything. Like, no, they're not in every show. They're not in every episode.
Yeah,
so.
There's probably a like how many episodes they're in. They can be in each category. I will say that in the supporting actress category, I could not be more excited than open lesbian Kate McKinnon is nominated. For Saturday Night Live. I mean, she's freaking brilliant and funny.
She's wonderful.
She's really, really great and really amazing this year. We have openly gay, lesbian, and trans actors nominated. And I guess we probably have a bi actor nominated, and I'm not sure who it is. But, you know, we might find one because I don't know. Anna Paquin's not nominated.
No, but let's just pretend that Anna Chomsky is.
On Veep.
I love Veep. Oh my! Do you watch that show?
I don't watch it religiously, but when I've watched it, it's funny.
It made me so happy that Tony Hale was nominated for a supporting actor in a comedy because he's so. That whole show is just it's comedy 101. It's fantastic.
Of course, The Modern Family Guy is a show that's very LGBT friendly, nominated all over the place. Although. Eric Stone Street was not nominated this year, and honestly, I was really, really surprised that the actor that plays Jay was not nominated as well. I thought that he and Jesse Tyler Ferguson, Ed O'Neill, had the best season this year. Though, I mean, Ty Burrell is always just so funny.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
He's ridiculously funny. Talk to me about. I mean, you are a comedy guy, so of the comedy. The comedy series this year, with actor in a comedy and actress in a comedy, who are you most excited about?
Well,
and we have Jim Parsons, of course, who's won a number of times, nominated again, openly gay.
Yeah, he's been nominated in two different categories, too.
Yeah, for the normal heart
as well.
Yeah.
You know who I'm kind of pulling? Have you ever watched episodes starring Matt LeBlanc?
I have. I, once again, don't watch it religiously. It's not my TiVo, so...
I have not watched it religiously.
He's very funny.
He's,
and he's such a cuter guy, older than he was younger to me.
But, and he's also really improved. Like, you could see
his timing.
Yeah, his timing. Yeah. Like, he was always really funny. And, of course, he was great on Friends. But on episodes, he plays a warped version of himself.
Yes, he plays Matt LeBlanc.
He plays Matt LeBlanc, who, in this version of the show, is a total lech.
Mm-hmm.
He's... awful, and it's really wonderful. I really love the show.
I like when David Duchovny's been on before, and David Duchovny's really...
Yeah, see, again, I haven't watched, I've only seen a couple of the seasons, I missed the last couple seasons, but he's really great, so I kind of...
You're leaning for him?
I'm leaning for him, and also Louis C.K.
I was gonna say, I saw an interview with Louis C.K., which made me go and try to watch, like, three or four episodes, and he is brilliant.
He's
so
a genius.
Funny, and I mean, he was off my radar for a while, but he is... I don't watch a lot of comedies, so I'm very serious and sad lesbian.
Yes, you are.
Very
and
serious,
mean,
sad, emotional.
Peter Pan over here. Like, look at me. Yeah, I'm always a boy.
And actresses as Julie Louis-Dreyfus, you're...
I don't know.
You love some
so
Veep.
Hard. I love some Veep. She is so good on that show.
Yeah.
Foul-mouthed.
Yep.
Incompetent.
Yep.
Ridiculous. She will do... And she is so good at comedy math.
Yep.
You know, there's a certain thing when you're playing a comedy scene that really does come down to technique.
Yep.
And there are things that she does that you're like, what the fuck?
See,
like,
and I don't know that math, you know, and I was never a Seinfeld fan. And I watched Veep and I was like, okay, this is funny. You know, I enjoy this. I don't know if it's must watch TV for me because I'm not as drawn to comedy.
Yeah.
Dramedy, yes. Comedy, no. But I have to say, after I saw Enough Said and her with James Gandolfini, watching her in that film this year, I realized how talented she is as an actor. And
yeah,
it really
she's great.
Made me like her even more. I mean, I just felt she was really relatable. And that almost, I think now when I watch her in a comedy, I'll feel closer to her or more in on the end.
I don't know. I love Julie Louis-Dreyfus. I've loved her for her entire career, ever since she was on Saturday Night Live way back in the day. But I do think that this might be Amy Poehler's year.
Yeah. And Amy won last year, right?
No. Did she?
I think she did.
I don't know.
That's okay, but it should be her year again if you think it's her year. Doesn't mean that last year and this year don't both have to be her year.
It's true. Well, I don't watch Parks and Recreation, but
yep.
There's apparently she's been doing some stuff, and I think she's kind of due. She's been around and everything, so
yeah. What about for the comedy series this year? We've got The Big Bang, Louie, Modern Family, Orange Is the New Black, Silicon Valley, and Veep. Do you think Modern Family is just going to continue to walk away with this?
No, well, it didn't win last year, didn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, crap. We're not prepared. We aren't prepared.
Let's just stay in the present. Who's going to win this year?
Who's going to win? Well, you know what? I love Silicon Valley.
Oh, I haven't watched it.
I know. It's a new series.
You're loving TV more than me.
I'm loving TV, some hardcore TV right now.
Yeah, okay.
By Mike Judge, the guy that did Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah,
he also did King of the Hill.
Yeah.
This is a story about these geeky computer guys who are trying to construct this app.
Uh-huh.
And it's weird and...
And new
and kind of cringy. And the performances are just outstanding across the board. I mean, they are, it's lovely. So I don't know. I'm kind of pulling for that. Although Veep had a brilliant season this year too.
It's really interesting because Orange Is the New Black has so much momentum. It has so much buzz. It so doesn't feel like a comedy to me.
It doesn't to me either.
But I wonder if Orange Is the New Black, just based on the fact that it would be such a coup for a Netflix series. I mean, I think Netflix could take them both home. I think Netflix could take home House of Cards and Orange Is the New Black.
Well, is Breaking Bad still in there?
Yeah, Breaking Bad is still.
Yeah, nope. They got one. Because they did that weird splitting up the season and how that whole thing works, Breaking Bad's going to win.
I don't know. I would dissent with you.
All right, fine. But it's going
to
win.
I think they'll give it to Cranston, but I don't think the series will win.
It'll win.
All right.
I'm just going to say.
We've said it. All right. Well, so.
Although True Detective was really good. Did you watch that?
True Detective. Yeah.
You are a dark, sad, scary lesbian.
Dark, sad. Yeah. I know all except Game of Thrones of the drama series. But I am horrified that The Good Wife is not nominated for a drama series, because this was the best year of the entire series, with the killing of Josh Charles, who got nominated this year. And Alicia Florrick, you know, dealing with, you know, her boss and her lover and, you know, dying, and no one saw it coming. No one would think a show that really feels like there are three lead characters, that one of them would be killed off. It was shocking, and it reverberated. It changed everything mid-season about the season. So I am really, really shocked. Of course, my Juliana Margulies is nominated. And her eyebrows. And Josh Charles is nominated. So they nominate some actors, but I'm really, really surprised, because the writing was so exciting and it was such a bold move. I mean, he wanted to leave the show, but what they did with it, you know, convincing him to stay on and having it happen in like episode 4. I mean, it was like an episode that you aren't expecting anything to happen in on a show like that.
Well, and I'm going to have to trust you on that, because
I'm not
a Good Wife watcher. The only reason I know about it is because I read the Gay Bible Entertainment Weekly.
You do. Because I started you on the Entertainment
Weekly
Bible.
You did. I know. And my subscription ran out, by the
that's
way.
That's okay.
I have to go to the gym now.
All right. You've got a birthday or Christmas or something coming
up. No, it's all that's at the same time. Yom birthday Kippur. And Christmas is the Yom same Kippur. Time. All right.
I want to talk about American Horror Story Coven, because it's another...
Balenciaga!
Exactly.
Oh.
Because nothing is queer on television than Ryan.
That
Murphy
was the
doing
gayest show
story.
Ever, and nobody was gay in that thing.
No,
it was just the queerest of the queer. It was like watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer on crack.
It was so wild. I honestly didn't think it was its best season.
No, I thought it was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous, but it was nominated for miniseries. It's nominated for
and
Jessica Lange.
Delicious.
It's nominated for Sarah Paulson, lesbian
there.
And Kathy Bates, who's a huge friend of the community. So we've got like all these.
Was Angela Bassett? Did she get nominated?
I think Angela Bassett was nominated too. So I mean,
just to watch her and Jessica Lange come together, like. Oh.
Yeah, no, she wasn't nominated. Jessica Lange, Sarah Paulson.
Another
really queer miniseries was The Spoils of Babylon, which was kind of this I don't know what station it was done for, that Kristen Wiig, IFC, you know, kind of a send up to the bad days of Dallas, or, well, now they have the Redux Dallas, which I love as my guilty pleasure. But,
well, now they could just call it Grey's Anatomy.
Well, Grey's Anatomy. I keep saying I'm going to stop watching it, but I can't quit it. I can't quit it.
I know. Well, it's just like Dynasty and Dallas and all that stuff.
I can't quit it. Crest. Exactly. But cool that Kristen Wiig is nominated for Spoils of Babylon, because I thought that was super, super queer. You are a huge reality show guy.
I am.
An Amazing Race wins all the time and every year.
Except it last year. Top Chef won.
Top Chef, which you also
Which is my favorite. Yeah, I'm still pissed off at Amazing Race for not picking me. So I actually...
You should.
I actually boycotted it. I haven't watched it since we worked.
You haven't? I love that.
I know, but I love the Amazing Race.
I love that determination and stance.
I know. If you're listening, Amazing Race people, you should... You lost a viewer.
Yeah.
And you should have picked me, because me and Jerry, we would have been great.
Yeah, I would have won. I would have watched you. You're both adorable.
I know. We're ding-dong adorable, and we would have fought the entire time.
You would have fought the entire time. I don't think you would have had a relationship after.
No.
You would have fabulous tans, and you'd have good calves.
Yeah.
And you'd have money, which would help you go to therapy, come back, get back together, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I love So You Think You Can Dance so much, and I know you don't like it. Mitchell Fain and I watch So You Think You Can Dance. We sit on the couch and we cry a little. Phil Smith from Looking Glass and his wife Louise Lamson are also huge fans, and Phil Smith cries a little. And I'd just like you to know that we're,
you know,
obsessed with it.
Truthfully, the episodes that I have seen of it, they're really good. Those are some talented people.
They're so talented.
And I think part of it is just because I secretly hate them for being that talented.
They're so talented.
And they're hot.
They're hot.
They're dancers.
They're young, they're hot.
They're like, you could bounce quarters off of anything on their body. And like anything off their body. And
So moving to my dark, sad, serious categories. Actor in a drama and actress in a drama has Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad, Jeff Daniels from The Newsroom, John Hamm from Mad Men, Woody Harrelson, True Detective, and Matthew McConaughey from the same show.
Oh, you said his name wrong?
Matthew McConaughey.
No, McConaughey.
Hey! All right, and Kevin Spacey for House of Cards.
When's that bitch coming out?
Who's also a gay man.
When is that bitch coming out?
I don't know that he needs to, does he?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think, who do you think's going to win? Bryan Cranston. Yeah.
I mean, and I'm admitting something.
Okay.
I've never seen an episode of Breaking Bad.
Me either!
All right, yay! Oh my God!
Oh my God, it's a perfect supernova.
We're
a really big movie TV people.
Yeah.
You're a bigger movie buff. I'm not a big movie buff.
Yeah, no,
Oh my God, I've never seen it either.
I want to watch it.
I want to dive in and watch it, and I don't want to. I know I'm going to get tons of comments, because I know everybody else watches it, but I don't watch it.
Yeah, I think Bryan Cranston will win, because apparently, you know, he was awesome and died.
They love him. I think he's a great actor.
Loved him. I will say, like, I love The Newsroom. I know I got canceled.
Yeah.
We've got one more season left.
Yep.
And I think Jeff Daniels is great. I think he does such a really good job of that, delivering that crazy Aaron Sorkin, here's a 5-page monologue that you have to deliver in 2 seconds.
Yep.
And he's really good at that. And the character that he has, which is a very smart Republican who is open to all ideas. And I think that's the thing, that it's a character that we need on TV that shows somebody who has conservative moral values, but is also has a liberal progressive way of thinking.
Right.
And he might be an ass, but he's ultimately a good human.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. This is going to be, if Bryan Cranston wasn't in this category, and so obviously going to win, it would be a really tough category, because I think like Woody and Matthew will
cancel each other out.
And I feel like, you know, John Hamm and Kevin Spacey, we don't get to see totally the full range of what they can do. Kevin Spacey is coming pretty close now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not finished with season two. So things are starting to happen.
Oh, yeah. No,
so,
no, off.
But the actress in a drama category is a little more of a throw the cards up in the air category. Lizzie Kaplan, Masters of Sex. I'm obsessed with Masters of Sex.
I haven't watched it yet. I love it so much. Is that a Showtime thing?
It is.
I don't have Showtime.
Come over to my house.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Okay.
Claire Danes in Homeland, which
she's crazy and she cries a lot.
I love Homeland so much. I can't stand it. Michelle Dockery from Downton Abbey. which I love.
Although it was kind of a poopy season this season, I think.
It was not the best season, and I don't know if I felt like it was her best season, in much the same way like Laverne Cox. Like, I didn't feel like it was really her big season, but...
Yeah.
Juliana Margulies, who I feel should take this home. Kerry Washington will be the favorite for Scandal.
Yeah.
Being African-American
but
lead
Robin
actress.
Wright.
But Robin Wright.
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright or Juliana Margulies
no,
are my
Robin
go-to.
Wright.
I know. I love everything about her.
She does things on that show that nobody can... I mean, she's so still and so quiet and so scary.
And yet very human. They've allowed her so much vulnerability. Weird little moments like her being followed or her being told something in a cemetery.
Hey, God, the episode 4?
Yes.
Big announcement?
Yes. I got that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, we've
but
seen
But wait, for
layers.
The rest of... But watching her, the rest of this whole thing, the fallout from that and where she goes, she...
Well, you know, it's a total... I mean, they are totally the Macbeths. You know?
It's so Shakespearean in scope.
She's made some statement about, you know, rather see your unborn child in your womb die at one point. And I was like, okay, well, that's just, you know, I'd take the baby suckling at my breast and dash its brains out. I mean, it's
it
basically,
directly,
you know, modern day semantics of a Shakespearean Lady Macbeth monologue, you know? So it's really interesting. I find the show very exciting. And I will tell people, if you've not started watching House of Cards or if you haven't found a friend yet who has Netflix, get past episode 4. Start episode 4, and if you still don't like it, you can stop. But it took me 2 or 3 episodes to get in.
Of the first season?
Of first season.
Oh, you're wrong. No. Don't listen to her. And her password, it's A.
You were binge watching, though. See, I wasn't binge watching. I was having trouble. That show actually helps me to binge watch. Because I had trouble suspending where we just were. Because I think there's so many subtleties in that show. And it really helps me to thread it through.
Well, and her ass is fantastic.
She has no ass. That's not her most fantastic part.
Yeah, no,
but everything
really,
else,
no.
Her legs and her shoulders and her arms and her
jawbone.
That jawbone
and this little collarbone thing. Because she's
what I'm
always
saying.
In some sexy white.
She has like the most gorgeous dresses. Yeah, she doesn't have a lot of an ass, but
she's got that.
She's a boy butt.
Well,
girls,
and there we are.
About.
And then that's why I like it.
It's called No Butt. So you know, one of the other big things for the LGBT community this year is all of the nominations for the Normal Heart, which is which is pretty cool because it's taken so long for. Normal Heart, the play, to be made into a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was supposed to be made into a feature film. And finally, you know, HBO with Ryan Murphy, who's having a stellar year this year, you know, got it made with HBO. But I mean, literally, the ensemble nature, so many people are nominated. I mean, Jim Parsons, as you mentioned earlier, Joe Mantello, Alfred Molina, Matt Bomer.
Who I think he'll probably win.
I think he will. He was really good,
and he went through such a physical transformation.
He really did. It was shocking, honestly.
Yeah.
Julia Roberts nominated. I don't think that's warranted, but she's Julia Roberts.
I I call her the pony, and I have issues with her. I mean, I was actually...
I like her, but I couldn't get past that she was Julia Roberts.
I thought she did a really, really, really great job in it.
I liked
her in August Osage County. I thought she did a good job.
I liked her better in August Osage County, but it's kind of hard.
She still shouldn't have gotten an Oscar for Aaron Brockovich. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it again.
Okay, well, I liked her in Aaron Brockovich.
Well,
more
no, but she should have, Ellen Burstyn, she should have won for That Was Requiem for a Dream, but I digress. I still wake up mad about that.
Yeah.
So for me to say that Julia Roberts, it's okay, yes, it's
well,
okay.
Well, it's nominated in many writing categories, acting categories, it's nominated all over the place. And just as we wrap up here, I just want to say there are a few other LGBT people to note. Paris Barclay for directing Glee, out African-American director. Jodie Foster was nominated for directing the newly out, the very first episode of Orange is the New Black, which was really cool, of season 2, she directed.
I think she directed a couple of them.
Did she?
Yeah.
Liz Friedman, who is one of the co-writers of Orange is the New Black. Liz Friedman used to write for Xena Warrior Princess and is an open lesbian writer who's been hacking it away in Los Angeles for many, many, many years, connected with Jenji Kohan from Weeds, and Orange is the New Black is their show, and that's so cool
it's
to
great.
Have.
And her. I do like.
And I'm probably missing other gay people, but those are the ones that pop out. At
that
me.
Pop out.
Nathan Lane.
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, he's not gay.
He's.
Nathan Lane is nominated for Modern Family. See, that feels like a guest appearance.
That's a guest, yeah.
He pops in, he
as
does Pepper.
Pepper Saltzman.
And he leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Steve Buscemi is our token bisexual.
He is?
No, I just made that up.
Okay, good. And I'm glad that
along
we have
with,
one.
With,
I was worried.
With Anna Chlumsky.
I was worried that
I,
we weren't
can I say
one.
Her name?
Anna Chlumsky. It's a hard, Chlumsky. Weird...
You know, she was that girl.
She was that girl.
Or yes. My girl. She was my girl.
She was my girl.
That girl was Marlo Thomas.
Marlo Thomas.
Sorry.
You know, and then the other things that are gay that are nominated.
The Sound of Music Live.
It's very gay. It was actually the straightest version of The Sound of Music
yeah.
ever. No, this wonderful variety show. I would have called it almost a documentary, but it added touches of variety. It was the Six by Sondheim that James Lapine did, which was so beautiful. I believe it was on HBO, but it was just Sondheim talking about his life and different songs. And then they took contemporary modern day people to do different numbers that he would be talking about. And it was like America Ferrara and the cute kid from Glee, who's not gay, who plays Kurt's boyfriend. They did like a number from Merrily Roll Along. You know, had these like really interesting, it was kind of like a live action master class experience with Stephen Sondheim's work, which I thought was really, really, really cool. And of course, then all the things, all the High Holidays, the Oscars, the Tonys are all mm-hmm. nominated. And we'll see. We'll see how that goes this year. Now, are you a fan of the series that the Colbert and Jon Stewart
oh,
things like
yes.
that? Now, Jon Stewart wins every year.
Colbert won last year.
So is it going to be? And now we have Jimmy Fallon for the first year, which I don't know if he's gained enough ground, but
yeah, I still think it's between Colbert and Jon Stewart, and mm-hmm. especially with Colbert wrapping things up.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of been on fire lately.
Yep.
Like, he had a really good year.
Yeah.
He had a really, really, really good year.
I feel like Saturday Night Live has had a good year this year. I feel like we're back to the Saturday Night Live of like the Year of the Women, and kind of feels like a Maya Rudolph, you know, with her and
yeah, maybe,
yes, maybe no.
I don't know. It's like again, it's You're, hard being
you have
like
critical
comedy
eye.
Math guy.
Yeah,
you know. So
and
I,
some of them are
some
not
of
so
it's
good.
Great. Some of it's just freaking brilliant. Like the having sex in my kid's room, like
my twin bed,
yeah,
which was
with all the ladies.
Kate's nominated twice because she's nominated for that song, and she's also nominated.
Oh really?
Yeah, okay. She's one of the co-writers.
Yeah, I mean it was great, just and it was also awesome to see all of the women mm-hmm. on that show do mm-hmm. a really funny sketch mm-hmm. about taking their partners home and having sex in their childhood room.
Right.
You know, it's just it's brilliant. It's
yeah.
brilliant.
Whoever came up with that is a very funny person.
And it was like right around the holidays. Which is when you would be doing that sort of thing.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. When you're doing that.
It's true, you know.
All right, well, we will come back and see if we are right about any of our predictions, but it will be very, very interesting to see. I bet we will have some gay folks win, for sure. And I know that the awards are in September. I don't have the exact date, but... trying to find
you
it.
Were so not prepared.
I'm not prepared.
We are so
we just
not
sat
prepared.
Down to talk. This is what we do. We just
oh,
sit down to
now
talk.
Now I'm gonna have like a blood sugar moment.
Are you?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Hold on.
Here,
I'll tell
just
you really.
There. When are they? Just click on the Emmys thing.
Okay, let's click on the Emmys thing.
It'll
that way
tell you.
I can tell you exactly when they're going to be.
Five. See? Monday, August 25th.
August 25th.
It's not September anywhere. You lied. You're a lying liar.
I am a liar.
A house of cards lies.
House of cards.
House of cards.
Wearing orange and
orange
blue black.
Breaking orange.
Doing crystal meth and wearing.
Don't do crystal meth.
I want to crystal
meth. Don't do
meth.
Crystal meth. That's bad.
All right, so we'll know very soon. We'll talk about it sometime in or we'll talk about it right after. Monday, August 25th, 7:00 Central Standard Time here in Chicago in the Midwest on NBC. The Emmy Awards, the 66th Emmy Awards. We'll see who's going to win. And then I'll have to decide from that what are going to be my new shows to watch.
Where is Orphan Black?
The biggest snub of the night. Sorry, I almost snubbed it. We didn't talk about it in the show.
I know, but I'm going to have to say it.
Say it one more time.
Where is Orphan Black?
Okay, I haven't watched it yet. But I am watching it.
She's so good.
Yeah, she should have been nominated.
So
over Michelle Dockery. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm going to be in.
And the show's not nominated. It was a huge snub, the whole thing. But it's in good company of, like, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer snub. I mean, there are so many shows that get snub every year that become these, like, cult shows. It retains its cult status. X-Files always got snubbed. It retains its cult status by not getting nominated. But I'm going to have to watch it now.
Yes.
We'll just have a whole awesome black show.
I will start over and
you
watch
will?
It. I will. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Let's do that. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have a soda?
Yes.
Some nuts or something?
I got some nuts.
I need to sustain it.
I got some nuts
for you. I
don't
need those nuts.
Okay.
All right. All right, everybody. We'll see you after Emmy night. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.
I'll catch up to you one day.